drinking wine?
What? Oh, God, it's a cry for help. That's the sign.
Is that the Batman symbol in the sky?
What the hell?
What is he wearing?
Grandpa, Grandpa gear.
It's a... Why does it look... It looks like... It looks like juice.
Why is his hand so big?
Why is the cup so small? Yeah,
Everything about this picture looks wrong.
What happened to his knuckle?
Why does he have a fish-patterned shirt on?
Is it? Yeah, what? Fish?
His hand looks quite, like, swollen. Did he get a fight?
Did he get a fight? His hand's swollen? His knuckle's red?
The hell is wrong with his hand? He's just got fat hands. This is definitely staying in.
This podcast contains adult language and drinking alcohol. It is not appropriate for young audiences. We can't fix bad choices in post.
Uneducated buffoons.
Will.
Gross. All right. Should we do this?
We should probably do this.
Welcome to the Fryberry Podcast, Interludes Edition. I'm Steve.
Angie.
Josh.
David.
Ava.
And Ava is the subject today of our talk. As you know, this is the occasion that we get together and get to know a Fryberrian. And this is the day that we're going to get to know this Fryberrian, her favorite of all the holidays, St. Patrick's Day. How you feel, Ava?
Good. I feel a little sick.
Do you feel jolly? What is the feeling for
green?
Lucky?
I feel green.
You feel green? You are green. You're wearing green.
She's been pounding green water.
Yeah. Been hitting the... In fact, is that your water?
That's my water.
That's not green.
Well, it was going to be green, but then there was something in the green water, so I didn't get it. And it wasn't the fact that it was green.
Oh,
there was
something
else
in the water.
In the green water.
Oh, I wonder what...
She was like, there's something in it.
Yeah, water. Ice. Well, at least you got a clean water, theoretically. Well, we're going to have some questions for Ava so we can get to know her and understand where she fits in this big, crazy Fryberrian world. As you heard, who is here and who isn't here by the fact that they didn't speak up. We've got Fryberrians across the globe at this moment. We've got Kevin and Kim that are in Spain. Is that Spain, Europe, or is that a different Spain?
It might be a different... They didn't say which one.
That's true. It might have been Spain, Florida. Yeah. It's a small little alcove outside of Destin. But Connor is AWOL, Lucas is AWOL, Lauren's AWOL, but that's okay because we got the core group right here. I consider this the brain trust. And we're going to grill Ava for the next 3.5 hours to find out everything about her. Start with, Ava, what is your favorite place to sit at the library?
I like sitting, I don't know how to describe this to them, people aren't here. I like sitting at that table.
That table is the good table. Everyone likes that table.
So if you're looking north at the door into the library,
give it in a longitude, latitude type of situation.
Right next to the walkway, there's a fan, there's a heater. It's in the sun.
In the sun.
Off by itself,
it's
but
like
not
yeah,
in the
and
smoking
it's not,
area.
Like when we're sitting here, like I feel like we're in the way. When we're in the smoking area, I don't like.
It's kind of the annex to the smoking area.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Privacy, but not smoking.
A little bit of seclusion. You're actually sheltered from the fans when those god-awful devices are going on.
The
light isn't in your
eyeballs. The interrogation light is on.
Yeah, and it is on, but it's daylight right now.
It's on?
So, yeah.
It is on.
And it is still very bright.
It's still very bright. Even with the sun. Next to the sun. I'm looking at it and the sun, and it is brighter. I got sunglasses on. It's brighter than the sun. What is your favorite time of year to be here?
Probably about this time. The spring.
Spring is in the air.
I like sitting outside, but sometimes it is miserable when it's hot.
Yeah.
And the bugs and the flies and the gross.
You're really selling it. It's like you work for the library marketing department.
No,
you with Norman Chamber of Commerce?
Nice.
Okay. In the fall it's nice, in the spring it's nice, winter's too cold.
Yeah, I feel like we don't come here as often in the fall though, because we're so wrapped up in football.
Okay.
And I feel like that would probably be a good time to come, but my favorite is during the spring.
So it is spring, it is St. Patrick's Day today, which, as you know, officially marks the start of spring break, always. Raise your hand if you're getting spring break right now.
I don't see any hands being raised.
No hands. You don't even get spring break?
I'm working next week.
Welcome to the real world. No spring break for Ava. Wow.
I could, but I'll be working.
Well, listen, back in my day, spring broke you. And so now you're getting to know a little bit about what it was like for us who grew up in the hardship years.
I will say last week was really hard. On Thursday, I had three tests.
Three tests. That's 33 or
33.
Nine?
No, I had three.
Three tests. Did you do well?
I think so.
Midterms?
Yeah.
What are your grades right now?
All A's, except I have an 89.6 in my human relations class.
That's the class with all the football players.
You're just lacking the interpersonal skill over there, Ava.
I will say the first couple weeks, there were quite a few notable names in that class. After the first couple weeks, there's one person in that class.
So it's not just a blow-off class, they realize.
No, it's actually hard.
Okay.
It's actually really
obviously,
hard.
Obviously, you got a B. A round it up, it's still a B.
It's interesting, but it's actually very difficult.
Okay. You think you're going to pull that out for an A?
Maybe.
You got to keep that scholarship. Your room and board scholarship. You get kicked out if you don't keep your A. Well, what is your favorite menu item here at the library? And how is it not salsa?
See, I like the salsa, but it's inconsistent, in my opinion. Mm. Sometimes it's really spicy, and then sometimes it's not very spicy. My favorite is the cheese pizza with ranch.
Ranch.
That you have to pay either 75 cents or 25 cents.
Also inconsistent.
Depending on how big they give you, and you don't specify.
It's part of the ambiance.
Every time they bring it to you, it's either the big cup or the little cup.
Do they always price it the same, to the best of your knowledge? Like, is it consistently big cup is more expensive?
Cup is 75 and the small cup is 25.
Okay, always.
I think we've had this conversation before.
But, I mean, they don't vary that. They just don't give you any consistency of what they're going to bring.
No, I guess I could ask.
Would you prefer the big or the little cup?
The little cup.
You're a little cupper. I'll make note of that. Little cup.
They play us a lot of ranch.
Maybe they go off cup. How enthusiastic you sound when they ask you if you want it.
Oh, that's probably true.
Yeah, they say like, definitely ranch. Like, you get the big.
But I brought it up today. She didn't ask. I said, I don't have ranch.
You had to ask.
And I still got a little cup.
Huh.
You didn't sound super enthusiastic.
Yeah, you just like.
I don't know. I got the sinus, so I think I
that's
sound
true.
Sad.
That's right. It was a little monotonous or not, not monotonous.
A little monotonous.
Yeah. Monotone. Do you have a list of seven deadly sins?
I don't, but I can come up with them.
Do it.
For me, the first one is caffeine. Because I like it, but it makes me shake and it makes me panic, and I don't drink caffeine anymore. Next is accounting. It's also on my list of things that
we have a problem.
I'm good at, but I absolutely despise so much. I don't think I've ever cried over a class until accounting.
Wow.
And I've cried over accounting.
Oh, that's sad.
Not like bad.
Not bad. There's good sad.
There's a good sad.
Good cry, bad sad.
It had a good outcome, you know?
Okay.
It was a successful cry.
But you realize you don't want to be an accountant.
You study through crying?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Next. That was two, right?
That's three. It's two?
It's
two.
Caffeine.
Okay.
Next, started experiencing this again this week, is walking to class with a backpack on when it's really, really hot outside.
Mm. Oh, back sweat.
And you get to class and we take off your backpack and your back is sweaty. Mm. And like, I guess other people don't sweat the way I sweat. And so it's really weird when I'm the only
person.
She
sweats like a Winkler.
That is like soaking in sweat.
That's me. So
that's bad.
Yep.
I think I'm more just like airing my grievances of the week right now. But
same. Yeah.
Another is getting bruises on your knees at volleyball. And my knees hurt so bad this week.
Where are your knee pads?
I don't have any.
Huh. Who's to blame now? Hmm?
Probably me. I probably threw them away.
Yeah.
I was like,
board covered knee pads.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I ran into a bench and there's like a big bruise.
Yeah. Who put a bench in the middle of the volleyball court?
Actually me, because I set it up. I didn't set it up in the middle. Yeah. Let's see. We're in two.
We can come back to it if you can't come up with anything.
I can come up with
three more.
Three more things I don't like.
Deadly sins.
These are the deadly things in the world.
Accountings.
We're gonna have to come back.
Okay. How do you feel about acorns, tree droppings, bird droppings, and other things regarding your car?
Yeah, actually that, yes. Deadly sin. And that includes sawdust from your work, pollen, bird poop, squirrel poop.
Yeah, squirrel poop.
Dust. Everything. It's disgusting. I feel like every time I feel like I wash my car, it just gets dirty again within 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So there's no point in getting a car wash.
Okay. So if you won a lottery netting you $10 million, how would it change your life?
Should you get knee pads?
Yeah, I would buy knee pads.
Yeah, knee pads. Solid gold.
I would probably get a car. No, I'd just build my own garage so I wouldn't have to park outside under a tree. I wouldn't live with you if I had $10 million.
No, you live there.
Dream bigger.
No, but you fix up your bedroom. Yes. To be, it's a luxury bedroom.
Nice part of the house.
You still live at home.
Yeah. It kind of's there already.
No, I think my life would change a lot. I don't know. I don't think I'd finish.
Where would you live?
Where would I live? I would want to have a place in Cape Cod, but I think in full time I would want to live in a city somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where.
Would you work when you stay at home?
I really enjoy working. I enjoy having a routine. I thrive in a routine. So I don't know. I would have to do something. I don't know if I would work.
And it could be a volunteer.
But maybe more like a volunteer nonprofit type of thing. But
so it wouldn't be a serious career necessarily.
Not necessarily, no. Okay. I don't think if I had $10 million that would be what I would be focusing on. But I definitely would be doing something. Because I definitely need to have a routine.
Would you be with Isaiah?
Yeah?
Good answer.
Yeah.
What would remain the same in your life?
Well, probably the people in my life I hope would remain the same.
I would hope so, too. Hopefully it's a bit too big for us.
I mean, I just thought of that because you said Isaiah. But I think that I would still have all my hobbies, and I would hope that all my hobbies could be kind of expanded
bigger.
Upon. Yeah.
Art studio.
Oh, yeah. Indoor volleyball, like my own personal volleyball court.
Yeah. Now, how would that work, though? I mean, you'd have to invite friends over all the time to play volleyball with you, or you'd hire people to play volleyball with you?
I would not hire people to hang out with me. Absolutely not.
I spiked that. I spiked that.
She got her NPCs.
Yeah, I'll have Max, like, code me some people.
You'd be like the leader of North Korea, you know?
Who wants to come play volleyball? Oh, guess what? Too bad you have to.
So, what would your 10-year-old self think about where you are today?
I had to think about when I was 10. I think that my 10-year-old self would be happy with where I am today.
Yeah?
I don't necessarily know if my 10-year-old self would be surprised.
I don't know if you've had a lot of surprises.
Was her 10-year-old self at any Fryberries?
Yeah, like, was 10-year-old me?
Probably.
Yeah, definitely so.
Yeah.
Like, definitely so.
Still here?
Well, yeah. So 10-year-old, we've been in the house almost 8 years.
Yeah.
So... I don't know if you came to any when you were that.
I don't think I had been to any.
Actually, she may have come to Festivus. That would be what she may have come to.
That was introductory for...
That was my first, but I was definitely not 10.
You were older than that? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, not too much older.
My first wasn't very much after her 10th. It was when I was a K, so I had to be 20, so she'd be 10 or 11.
Oh, maybe.
I bet so. I mean, we're talking 2014.
I guess.
He's in that ballpark.
We could probably look at pictures.
Have a picture we can look at.
Yeah, while you're thinking about that. So would your 10-year-old self be surprised, impressed, nonchalant about where you are in college and how, like, what you're pursuing, what you've been doing there?
I think that my 10-year-old self would be, I think they'd be surprised.
Okay.
She'd be surprised with me.
How?
That I think... I'm doing something that I really want to do that I'm not necessarily sure, like, I ever thought would be... I don't know. When I was 10, I probably thought I wanted to be a teacher, which now I don't think I ever could do that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not patient enough for that.
You wanted to be coach all sports.
Yeah, and I kind of am. I play all sports.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I think that...
And you officiate all sports, or you're a supervisor for
officiator.
Yeah. Officiating of all sports. Okay. What is something you know a lot more about than most people?
Sports.
Okay.
The rules of sports.
True, yeah.
Being an official has simultaneously made my watching of sports better, but also so much worse. Because, like, I never really watched basketball, but now that I have officiated basketball, when I watch it, I'm watching it from the point of view of an official.
An official.
And it...
it's almost ruined sports for me.
Wow.
But thankfully, I'm not an official anymore, so I've started to take myself out.
So now you're just grading the officials.
Yeah. Now every time I'm just watching them and be like, well, you messed that up.
He needs to be fired.
Yeah.
So any other sports that it's enhanced or detracted from?
It's definitely added a lot to basketball, which, because I was never really that into basketball, but officiating basketball and everything that goes into that, I learned so much more about the rules. Like, I didn't know anything about basketball. It's like, mm-hmm. I knew that was 2 points, and I knew that was 3 points, and like, you can't touch people, like, you can't hit people. And that was about it. So I think that it's added a lot to that.
A lot of nuance. It's one of the most difficult sports to officiate.
It is the most difficult sport to officiate. And
you watch it for now?
You are running the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
You're not just standing there, like, go. Or, like, even in football, you're moving. But, like,
yeah.
I get tired when I officiate basketball. It's a workout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you watch more of it now?
Yeah. I definitely do.
I do better.
What fires you up?
OU Texas. Nothing makes me feel the way that OU Texas makes me feel.
Yeah.
It's like, I get more excited for that than Carolus. It's like
I agree.
The night before OU Texas, it's like, I can't sleep because I'm so excited and like.
That's good. That's really good. Does Texas suck?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. All right. If you could get into the hot tub time machine, traveling to any time within your life. Are you familiar with hot tub time machine?
Yeah.
Traveling to any time within your life, but not necessarily your life itself. When would you go and what would you do?
It's a very confusing question.
So just some point in time?
So just any point in time that I've been alive?
Yeah, within your lifetime, but not necessarily to visit yourself back in whenever. You could go anywhere in the world. You go to Paris 10 years ago.
That's a good question. Initially, when you said that, I was thinking, like, in my life. And I would want to go back to high school.
Well, you can go within your life.
I'll do that first. I'd want to go back to my senior year of high school.
What would you change?
I wouldn't change anything. I just want to enjoy it again.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was one of the best years of my life. And I'm not really, like, I don't really see... I'm still friends with all the people. Not all the people, but most of the people.
And, I knew that answer.
But, I don't know. I just want to be able to go back and experience again. It was so fun.
Okay. Any other times that stand out that would be desirable to visit? Times or places?
I want to go back to some of the trips that we went on when I was a lot younger that I feel like I don't remember as much. Like, I feel like I remember bits and pieces of.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's good. What about in your lifetime, football games that you didn't experience that could have, especially because you were too little?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another... I don't know. I just want to go back to all of them.
Yeah.
Especially because when did I start going? 2012?
You'd have been 8, I think, at least then, yeah. But yeah, you didn't experience any of born in 2004, didn't experience any of that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, couple of titles we played for and lost. Same question, but without any lifespan time limit. You can travel to any time or place.
I would want to go... At my job, one of the people that I help make their PowerPoints, she is from Paris, and she does all these Paris classes. And I would want to go to Paris in the 20s. Like, watching and seeing all the stuff that she has come up for this class, it's so interesting.
Hmm.
I don't know. It just seems... I've learned a lot from helping her, and I think that'd be really cool.
That'd be fun. That'd be really cool. Most librarians are in their extremely late 20s. You are in your extremely early 20s. Extremely early 20s. What do the next 30 years have in store for you? In other words, where do you hope to be in life when you're in your extremely late 20s?
Well, I would like to still be coming to OU football games and coming to Fryberry, but I would like to not be living in Norman, Oklahoma anymore.
Period, Norman. But within 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, no Oklahoma.
I don't know. I want to move. That's one of my biggest things is I want to move somewhere else.
Do you envision moving and then moving back? That's 30 years of time. Mm-hmm. Would that be I want to spend some time away, but I anticipate there's a good chance I come back? Or do you want to just start your new life and be new life somewhere else, and that's your new home?
I don't know. I kind of would like to live somewhere else and, like, build my life somewhere else. But I kind of do always see myself, like, coming back here eventually.
Permanently, like, to live here.
Maybe.
Not just lots of visits.
I don't really know.
So
I'm still very extremely early 20s.
It's true. It's
true. There's still a lot of I don't knows.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You should be. So I'll take a water when you get a chance.
I'll get his Guinness. I'll do one more.
So as far as the next 30 years, what do you anticipate will happen to you career-wise over that span? What are kind of your goals?
Well, my goal is to graduate college and get a job.
Okay.
And I'd like to work in the nonprofit sector somewhere. I'm not sure exactly what that looks like yet, because my major is in business, entrepreneurship, kind of like management almost, and then my minor is nonprofit, so I'd like to work in the nonprofit world in like a business role. But I'm not sure exactly what that will look like.
All up in the air, yeah. All to be determined. Well, before we get into the lightning round, do you guys have any other things and queries to pose?
You've got multiple jobs. What's your favorite?
Depends on the day. It really just depends on the day. One of my jobs is very certain, very easy. I get paid to sit and study and answer the phone and make pretty PowerPoint presentations. And then one of them, like, I have to deal with angry mean fraternity people and college kids. But intramurals is with all my friends, and it's always exciting, and there's always something new. So I don't know. It kind of just depends on the day. But honestly, probably the intramural job. I think it's taught me more life, work, situational, like, experiences than anything will ever teach me. It made me a confrontational person.
Yeah.
Before that job, I didn't know how to confrontational go to my body. And now I'm comfortable dealing with confrontation.
It's like the first interview question.
Let me tell you about confrontation. Physical, violent confrontation.
Yeah, I start with physical violence until I'm exhausted.
Or I'm bleeding and laid out. Any other questions for her before the lightning round? We can always come back.
Okay. So what was the worst and best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I ever was given was from one of my volleyball coaches. It was my freshman year, freshman girl volleyball coach, and her advice for us was to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that has just carried me so far in life. Like, you're not going to be comfortable, so you just have to become comfortable in the uncomfortableness.
So my one question is, how would your life be different if you had not grown up in Oklahoma? Would you be a different person?
I think about that a lot. Like, if we still lived in Chicago, how different things would be. And, I mean, it would be a lot different. I don't know if I would have come to OU if I didn't live here. So, I don't know. It'd be very different.
Would you be excited about OU Texas if you didn't live here?
I don't know. Probably not. Like, and that's the thing, too. Like, I don't know if would I be as big of an OU fan as I am.
Or
like,
even football.
I think you would. I'm in the spot where I'm a similar Ohio State, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Patriot affinity, whatever you want to call it, and that can transcend borders, but everything else can change.
Yeah,
I just think it'd be different.
Yeah, I definitely think about that a lot, though. Like, if I still live in Chicago, how different things would be. Like, it'd be weird.
Well, let's get into the lightning round, and we'll come back to other questions anybody might have. What is your favorite holiday?
Halloween.
What is your
right.
What is your least favorite holiday?
St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. This so topical. Worst. Wow. We catch you on your least favorite holiday. Would you rather be 10% smarter, healthier, or more athletic?
Smarter.
You think is that the deficiency of those three, or is that the area where you could always get more and it pays better returns?
Yeah. Not the most efficient, but definitely just what would be the best.
Okay, so you feel like you're high on all three of them, but better returns there.
Yeah.
What do you find to be magical?
Oh, you football.
Thinking about vacations, would you choose one destination to take every vacation for the rest of your life, or to always have to go to a different destination, never returning to the same place?
I want to say the second one, but probably the first one. One to always go to the same place.
What is your useless superpower? Something you are very good at, that has very little real-world applicability. So it can't be accounting. That's your disdained, hated superpower. What's your useless one?
My useless superpower? Color matching.
You're very good at color matching.
It's a very niche thing, but I'm very good at it.
She is exceptionally good. Like if you have a wall and you need to color match that wall, she can dial in. You give her two shades of red and she'll create a green out of it. I don't know how. It's amazing. Comes in very handy on days like today. But I guess it would be practical if you got into like that field.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm going into.
You don't, like, you never know. That. Not with that attitude.
I mean, the mix and paint at Lowe's.
Yeah, yeah. You could be the mixer for famous artists. They're like, ooh, I can't get my blue right. And he's like, come here. There you go.
Maybe it's not so useless.
Exactly. Do you make too many mistakes or do you play it too safe?
I play it too safe, but I think I'm getting better at taking more risks and making mistakes.
What's it going to take to get better at that? What are you doing to get better at that?
Making myself do more things that I am uncomfortable with.
Any good examples of that or just pressing in general?
Just in general. I mean,
which of these do you associate with more? Nobody listens to me or everybody questions me?
Everybody questions me.
Really?
I feel like people listen to me. Like, I feel like every time I say something, I'm heard. But I feel like, I mean,
they're
like,
why'd you say that?
Why'd you say that? What are you talking about? They're going to ask a question about it. Or just like, psh, that's stupid.
So, this is kind of related. Which would you rather be true of you? I'm hardly ever wrong, but when I am, I'm crazy wrong. Or, I'm almost never right, but when I am wrong, I'm just barely wrong.
Can I look at it?
Yeah. Hardly ever wrong, but when you're wrong, you're crazy wrong. Or, you're never exactly right, but every time you're wrong, you're just barely wrong.
I would rather be...
barely wrong all the time, or wrong every once in a while, and way stupid crazy wrong.
Wrong every once in a while, because I think that's how I actually am.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's probably actually the right answer there.
Yeah.
That's what you should. Thank you. Yeah. That's what you should get.
I think that's fair.
You're like right 99% of the time, but the 1% of the time you're wrong. You're
disastrous.
Yeah, you're unbelievably wrong.
That's,
like
that's
I listen. Like if Josh were that person, I listen to Josh all the time because that dude has always got it right. But that 1 out of 100 time that I listen to him, he's wrong. I'm like off a cliff. You know.
Yeah, that one because I think that's how I am.
Okay. So you'd rather be the other.
You'd rather lose all credibility if you're 1 in 100, but be spot on the other.
Do you understand why everyone questions you? Because at 1 out of 100, you're getting people killed.
Yeah.
All right. What game show did you dream about being on as a kid?
Survivor.
Which game show do you continue to dream about being
Survivor.
On?
Survivor. I love Survivor.
Do you think you'd be good on Survivor?
Yeah, actually, I do. I think I'd be really good
What would
at Survivor.
Be the key? What are the keys to winning at Survivor?
Well, recently, within the past, year, actually, I've only been getting into Survivor. But, so I don't know if that's like a child thing.
Extremely early 20s type of experience.
But, and at work, everyone's really into Survivor, and we like, we draft the each season. But I think that being physically strong is important, but in more recent seasons, it's not as important. And I think that I meet the requirement of what it takes to be physically strong. But I think what's more important is being able to be mentally strong, to be able to stay there and be able to have tactical conversations and make relationships with people. I think that aspect of it is what would make me so good at it.
So are you good at the social aspect? Would you know people inside and out? Like both in a manipulative way as well as you can befriend them and they identify that, yeah, you know the names of their kids, significant others and all that. Would you be able to be that manipulative as needed to succeed?
Yeah.
Could you lie to them?
Yeah. I definitely think I could.
The joy in her face right now is...
So would it be... Would it be a fine line between an unethical, ethical behavior, or would it be everything in the game is fair play?
I don't know if it's all fair play. I mean, it would definitely still be hard to lie and manipulate people, but
at the same time,
$1 million.
It's $1 million, and that's
they're
the
doing
game.
The same to you.
It's not like you're just like at the beach with your friends and you're stabbing each other in the back.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
It's a game.
I've been doing Survivor with you guys for a long time. Yeah, I do the interviews and everything.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
you do that for practice though. Like family vacation at the beach,
right?
And then you backstab everyone.
Exactly. So, would you don't feel like you would be questioning how deceitful you would be being, or is it okay? Is there a way to be deceitful that's still ethical, or just anything goes?
I think there's definitely a way to be deceitful that's still ethical.
It's like you could make commitments, but they're commitments with a little bit of contingency that is at least implied.
And I think that's implied. I mean, I think
is that the way to do it ethically?
I think yes. And I think that some people, the reason why some people in the game get so upset is because I think they don't see it in that way and they take it so seriously as like, oh, but you said you were going to do that. And like, at the end of the day, like,
everything,
a game show. It's
it's all fleeting.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah.
So there's an ethical way to stab people in the back. Or maybe it's not stabbing them in the back. It's like,
extreme.
We're partners until we can't be partners anymore, obviously, because there can be one survivor.
Yeah.
Do you like the other game shows of that nature, or is it just Survivor?
It's just Survivor, which I think is really interesting, because, like, well, it's the one where they're all in the house together, Big Brother?
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
If you go back to the very beginning, like, in the last 8 months, I've gotten into, like, 2002, 2008 Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And it's completely different from all the modern stuff. And it's right up your alley.
Better?
Of just, like, play and manipulate other people. I mean, the modern stuff, just silly. But back then, you had people that weren't trying to be influencers and, like, mm-hmm. balloons. They just went.
Yeah, you know, I think that's also why I like Survivor. Because they're not, like, influencer-esque people. They're
right.
Just, they're real people that are just, like, out of life.
How much of that is scripted, do you think?
Of Survivor?
Yeah.
I'm sure that.
So I made another.
This is, in a sense, it's all a little bit scripted. I mean, I think it's scripted the effect that the most, like, the scripted that I see from it is they film every single second of every day, but every episode's only like an hour long. So I think they're very selective about the story that they play and the editing and how they make it seem.
Does it detract from it? I think it's a fact. It's safe to say a fact that they manipulate situations as producers to get people into confrontations.
100%.
Well, that detracts from it, though?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
just understood that's part of it.
Yeah.
Would you really want to do that, though, be on Survivor and be away from everybody for that long and kind of put your body through that?
Probably not. I mean, I think it'd be...
Depends on where it is.
I think you could do
they
it.
Just go to Fiji now, I'm pretty sure. But, like, I think it would just be miserable.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that's something I want to do.
It'd be tough to give up that aspect of your life and kind of costly if you didn't get...
Yeah.
Especially if you're out in the first couple of rounds,
yeah, that would be
you don't even get a chance to come home and be an influencer.
No.
Like, we know at least one person who's on those, and yeah.
Yeah,
because
you have to stay there.
Yeah. Well, what other questions do you guys have for Ava? What things are we dying to ask her that we haven't asked her yet? What do you think about Fribury in general? You're a supporter?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. You seem
like
an enthusiastic
member.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that independence. What can we do to improve Fribury?
My favorite thing is when we do interactive homeworks. Like homeworks that require us to come with a finished product or like something like that. Not like, and I'm not saying I don't enjoy reading an article and talking about it, but I think that the best episodes are the ones where we have to do something and then we come back together and we either talk about it or present it. Or something like that.
So any ideas along those lines? You don't have to come up with them now, but those would be real valuable. I like that, and everybody's given good response to that.
I think it would be fun. My friends and I have done this before, to do like a presentation night, and everyone makes a PowerPoint. And you can make whatever PowerPoint you want. It could be serious, it could be stupid, it could be like whatever you want it to be, and you just present it. I don't know how well that would go for a podcast. But
well, we actually did those a long, long time ago.
A long time.
We did the PowerPoints, and those were really good, but we never took it to the extent of, like, not necessarily competitive, but that different teams would do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of ways, a lot of angles to take that. I like that idea. Good suggestion. Well, if you can come up with other suggestions along those lines for interactive homeworks, that'd be really good to incorporate. We've got a beautiful day here. What other things should we be asking Ava? What do you like about spring versus the other seasons? Is it, where does it rank?
Fall is my favorite season, which is unfortunate because I feel like we don't get a good fall here. But spring is my second favorite season.
Now, is fall your favorite because of football or in addition with football?
Because of everything. I like the fall clothes. I like being cozy. I like the weather. I like football.
You like Halloween.
Yeah. I don't know. Everything about fall is just so
relaxed
and just everything
does it,
I like.
Does it sadden you for it not to be swimming pool season? Is that a downside?
Bar. So my name is Mallory. I'm with the Fairside. Am I good to do anything?
Think I'm good. You good? You guys good? Yeah. Thanks.
Yes and no. I enjoy the summer, but with my job, I get a lot of pool. So.
Oh, that's right. That job.
I get.
That's a third job.
No.
That's the same job as your homework job. Okay. But you're not making PowerPoints for the kids. You're babysitting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Start making PowerPoints.
So she
yeah,
goes from
transition roles into the summer months.
So from babysitting an old professor who needs PowerPoints done to young people who have sleepovers and go through learning
not this
camps.
Year. I won't have to sleep in the dorms.
Oh, no sleepover.
Chris said no sleepovers.
Nice.
Me, unless I really wanted to, and I said I'm okay.
All right.
So I'll just be at mini college.
Cool.
I'll let it take in.
And you are going to make Beaver Lake Brary regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's in.
Yeah, I already told him I wouldn't be there that week. Or that, like, good. Friday, Thursday, whatever.
Good. Very good. What other trips should we be taking as a Fribrarian crew? Would we be good international travelers?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think we're coordinated enough to be international travelers. I think...
Feels like a challenge.
Yeah, really. Challenge accepted.
Not like in a bad way. I think it's...
I think our interests are way too varied to be one cohesive group.
I think it's too big of a group to find... Like, I feel like you could go somewhere together, but you're not going to get all, 15 people to be able to, do the same thing.
At the same time.
With the same rigor and the same investment.
You're saying some of us with ACL injuries couldn't keep up with your walking? Wow, I'd take it personal, Josh. I don't know.
Some people might not want to walk through a museum all day.
Oh, okay.
You know?
The anti-intellectuals of the group. People who aren't here right now. Okay, that's fine. So what about a cruise ship? Would we be good on a cruise ship?
That was a great reaction.
Yeah, actually, I think so.
I think we'd kill it on a cruise ship. I think we might actually become a lounge routine.
I was going to say, you might cruise ship, yes.
Would you do a cruise ship? Would that be a vacation you'd do?
I'm not going to say no. It's not going to be a vacation that I would ever pick. But
yeah, I kind of am the same way.
It was oh, we're going on a cruise. I'm not going to be oh, darn. Yeah, I don't want to go.
I'm kind of coming around to the idea that cruise ship would be an interesting experience.
I don't want to always be rocking.
I don't think you rock that much.
No, I think, I don't know.
I'm too large for the very small room. I'm too large for the shower. I'm too large
that
for
could
a lot
be.
Of things on a cruise ship.
That's probably true.
I would much rather go to a resort and have a Fribrarian podcast live for a crowd to show up to every night.
That sounds good.
Yeah, an all-inclusive.
Yeah.
That's more, I think, our entire group speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily, I'm not team cruise, but I'd go on a cruise.
You're not going to say absolutely not.
No, it's one of those things it's probably a Disney World type of thing. I'll do it once. I did it. It was fun, but probably don't need to do it again.
What are some other things about you that we should know that we don't know or be asking that we're not asking? What is the inner Ava that we're not getting at?
I feel like everyone knows me pretty well. Maybe.
I'm a dog.
Do you guys feel like you know me?
So if you were talking to a stranger to present yourself, how would you present yourself? What would you say to them?
I feel like my presenting myself is so scripted ever since I've been in college. It's like, hi, I'm Ava. I'm an entrepreneurship major. I work at OU FinRed. What do you do? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm from Chicago.
Well,
you're from Chicago.
Yeah, that's always my interesting fact when people ask, because that's the most interesting fact. And it always sparks more conversation because, you're from Chicago? Yeah, but I've lived in Norman for most of my life.
I find that really interesting because I introduced myself. I'm from Kansas City. But I have that same kind of, I'm not
from
there.
Yeah.
We weren't born there. We didn't spend most of our lives there. That's where we're from.
Yeah, I always say that.
Why do you say you're from there?
That's where I was born.
Where
that's literally where I was came into the world. That's what I always say.
So what is another interesting fact that you could add to your repertoire? What are you not thinking of that you should be sharing with the world to get them intrigued by who you are? Where would you say you're headed? That's where you've been. That's where you're from. Where are you headed?
That's what I talk about, my major and what I'm going to do.
Yeah. So do they? Have you been to a point where you say I'm in entrepreneurship and they ask you, well, what's that about? And
yeah.
What do you say?
Everyone always is like, what is that? And they're like, I've never heard of that before. And I'm like, oh, it's in the business.
Why are you hanging out in truck stops in the middle of rural Oklahoma?
Random truck stops.
No hate on
anything. Answer about what?
Different income source over there.
No, yeah, everyone, I think it's very interesting. No one really knows. And I guess it is, I've come to find, there's not very many people who that is their major. There's probably, like, I'm sure there's more than, I've met, like, maybe a handful of other people.
Oh, I'm sure it's really a small group.
So it's a really small group. And my professor now, who is the person we had the meeting with.
Right.
He always says, like, how close-knit it becomes, especially when you get into senior and junior year, just because it's such a small group of kids.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. That
like
makes sense.
You basically have class with the same people.
I think that'll be a real key advantage, too.
I think so, too.
Much better than the droves of accounting majors or MIS majors or whatever.
Definitely.
That are just a number, sort of, in that system.
Yeah. Everyone is either a finance major, a marketing major, or an accounting major.
Do you have any entrepreneurial people from history that you admire yet or that you've looked into? Is any stories yet that have caught your eye?
Not really, like, a whole lot. I don't know. I've definitely really enjoyed my entrepreneurship class because it's the first introduction to the entrepreneurial view that I've really had. And I like my professor. I don't know. But we have not talked about, like, specific people. We've just been talking more about companies and different things. But I've really enjoyed that class.
That's good. Yeah, I think there's some... That'd be a fruitful area to explore. If I get a chance, I'll send some things your way of some people that I think are interesting stories.
It's such a different perspective.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, very,
especially
very different.
With
it
being within the business college, it's like the way that my brain works is so different than all the other business majors.
How so?
I think that, I don't know, I feel like all the business is so, like, numbers and product and the XYZ, whereas entrepreneurship is more like, oh, this is the problem, this is what I think I can do to help it. And I just think that, I don't know, I just think that, not like almost the creativity isn't there with, like, a lot of the other business thinkers. It's like the difference between, like, I don't know the difference, but A brain and B brain, like, one is logical and one is, like, creative. And I think that business majors mostly are the, like, logical thinkers. And then
are they more cogs in a machine type thinkers?
Yeah, kind of.
Not
like
all
that,
of them, but that's a great example of how you're going to find your niche and create your place in the world. Because you have a degree from this university now in 2 years. We can go and step out and say, hey, I think differently, but I have this background. I understand how things work. You can go and just pigeon-toe your way in.
Yeah.
And it's going to be huge.
Yeah. And, like, even in, like, accounting class, like, I've noticed that the, like, even within, like, just how to do accounting, like, the way that I think about it is very different than the way that other people think about it.
Any examples of that?
No, I don't really know how to, like,
so
I don't know how
are
to
are they following
it.
The formula and you're trying to think how it works?
They're more like, oh, these numbers have to match. This is how I make the numbers match. But I'm more thinking about, like, why the numbers are matching and, like, that side of it.
If you had a billboard that you took out with a message to the world, what would you put on that billboard?
All your guys' thoughts.
What? As far as wings need.
I want to, I mean, I'm not.
The answer is Texas sucks.
I was going to say, like, something silly like that, but I don't know.
It's not silly. That's a fact.
No, it is. But I feel like maybe lots of billboards will say that.
What would be the Ava-specific billboard?
The
what would it say?
Ava-specific billboard.
Give me the brand of ice cream.
All sports coach. Is a real job.
What is something people my age in their extremely late 20s don't know or appreciate but should?
I think maybe a little bit older than you, but
technology, and like I feel like that's so cliche to say, but working with the people that I work with at my job,
extremely like 30s people,
yeah, a little bit older than you, like just a couple of 10 years, like I don't know, it's very interesting how like advert they are to it. They're like, I don't know, it's just so, even I don't know, it's just so interesting how they're unwilling to learn even the littlest, simplest things that could make their life so much easier.
What is something of your contemporaries that they don't know that they should or don't appreciate that they should?
I think that people my age think that they know everything, and like when people older than us tell us stuff, they're like, oh, that's stupid, they don't know what we're going through.
Yeah.
And like to an extent, yes, but also they do know, kind of know what they're talking about sometimes. I think that that's a problem of my generation.
Fair. Anything else for Ava?
I got one more. All right, so you win a gigantic lottery, but you keep winning it secret, so nobody knows you've won.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the money. How do we know you've won without you telling us that you've won?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I would probably have a pottery wheel and a kiln, and I would probably never leave my room. And I just you would be getting a lot of cups as presents. I just every time you see me, I'd have a new cup.
You'd be a shut-in. That's how we'd know.
A highly
productive shut-in.
Exactly.
Well, that's interesting. All right, anything else for Ava? Well, thank you, Ava. It's been fun getting to know you, and glad that you're a librarian. I think we've got some stuff that we can fix in post, including those pumped-in motorcycle sounds and other things. But until then, goodbye.
Bye, I love you.